William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Kiss Curse, a novel by Aaron Sterling. Performed by Shannon McManus. A note before we begin. In case you're looking for a little fun while you listen, download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider to get a cross-stitch pattern of the Jones family motto, never mix vodka and witchcraft. Or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/thekisscurse to access it. For Merlin and Bosworth, I'm glad y'all don't talk. Prologue. 13 years ago, Penhaven College. Given that the spell had been, turned this leaf into something else, and Guinevere Jones had indeed turned that leaf into something else, it seemed extremely unfair that everyone was now screaming at her. Okay, so it was less that they were screaming at her, more they were just screaming in general. And yes, all right, maybe the leaf now resembled some kind of small dinosaur with very pointy teeth, currently clamped around the toe of her professor's pointy boot. But had the spell been specific? It had not. Had everyone else made completely boring shit, like a pen or a slightly bigger leaf? Yes. Was Gwyn's the only spell that had this deeply cool locomotion effect, and therefore they should all be thanking her and telling her what a badass witch she was, instead of saying things like, make it stop, and what the fuck? Honestly, Gwyn thought so. This, she thought, as she once again tried to gather enough power to turn her bitey creature back into an oak leaf, is why I didn't even want to come here. Penhaven College, in Graves Glen, Georgia, taught both regular students and witches. The witchcraft classes secretive and hidden from everyone else, who just thought the kids who went to those weirder buildings on campus were pursuing esoteric degrees in folklore or something. Advanced hedge-making, maybe. Gwyn had grown up in Graves Glen, but it had never occurred to her she'd actually be sent to Penhaven. Her mom was cooler than that, she'd thought. Way less traditional than most witches, or moms, for that matter. And Gwyn had assumed she'd end up at some normie school, drinking beer in red Solo cups and practicing magic on her own. But no, on this one thing, her mom had decided to get super traditional and insisted she go to Penhaven. Gwyn's mom, Elaine, was pretty much the least traditional person Gwyn knew. She'd raised Gwyn all on her own, making a living selling bath salts and special teas at various festivals and Ren fairs, reading tarot cards in the cozy kitchen of their cabin. Gwyn had loved that life, had assumed she'd get to follow in her mom's footsteps, doing her own thing. And then, as high school had wound down, Penhaven had reared its ugly head. It'll be good for you, Elaine had told Gwyn, her blonde hair glowing in the sunlight in their kitchen, her eyes kind, looking like a saint, or even worse, like Stevie Nicks, because how are you ever supposed to say no to Stevie Nicks? That's how Gwyn had ended up at Penhaven, taking classes like Ritual Candles and Phases of the Moon. And Simple Form Conversion, a class she had already been suspicious of due to how mathy it sounded. Miss Jones, her professor shouted, and Gwyn shook her head, still trying to pull together as much magic as she could. It was hard, though, seeing as how she'd really put her back into it, magically speaking, to turn the leaf into the very thing now chomping Dr. Arbuthnot's admittedly fierce boot. You don't always have to be a show-off, you know. Gwyn's cousin, Vivi, wasn't there in the classroom with her. She still had 2 more years of high school to go before Elaine, no doubt, sent her off to do this same thing. But Gwyn knew that's exactly what she would have said, and at the thought, she screwed up her face, trying to concentrate hard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?